You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2019. This is episode 132. We got Trevor Holmes in the building. He is a writer, singer, rapper, producer, engineer, all-around artist from Roxbury, making a lot of noise right now. He just dropped his newest project, Been Ready, You Late, on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, etc. Mad videos as well. Very heavy on YouTube. Just dropped Ride the Wave today. I am also joined by Amanda Shea.
Yo, yo.
And A-Ball.
Yo.
Yeah. So, what's up, A-Ball? You've been gone a while.
I have been gone, yes. Many things are up, you could say.
Yeah?
yeah. I don't know. I feel like I've been like so busy. It's like making my head spin lately, and I just like need to find some head space and some time to breathe. You know.
Are you still meditating?
I knew that was coming.
I did meditate earlier.
You're an interesting case study because you meditate more than any of us, but you're constantly overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's I mean, I should meditate more.
You could.
I could.
Yeah.
I should, and I would, but.
Yeah.
You know, it's just got to be something that like comes into your head. But I think more lately, like, I find all these things jumbling in my head, and I just suddenly sit there and I'm like, let me just like breathe it all away and close my eyes. And it helps. It really helps.
Yeah. Focusing on the breath. I've been trying that.
Have you had any mystical breakthroughs lately?
Dude. Yeah, I went to outer space, and you weren't here to talk about it, but I did this. I did this guided one, and I legit went to. I went to outer space and had like a real crazy moment, and then I came back, and I haven't quite made it back to outer space yet. Mm. I've come close. Those ones are hard because you need to stay crazy focused on their voice, mm-hmm. and it's very easy to lose it if you're not in the right mindset going into it, like tired at all. Your body starts trying to go to sleep, and you're like, no, stay awake. We're going to the moon, you know?
Nice.
So.
How did it feel?
It was great, man. I actually we have a lot more time to talk next week, and I definitely want to jump into it next week, but we have a ton to talk about today.
We'll save it. But meditation special on LFOD next week.
What if we did a sidecast, you know, a little journey into the cosmos with A-Ball and Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
I would tune in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. New podcast coming up. You've been with us, so we kind of know what's up with you, Amanda. But
yeah.
Everything good?
Everything's great.
Excellent. So before we get into this, got to let people know E-Jake is up now. If you missed that, he had a lot to say. A lot of interesting topics last week, too. We got into a bunch of stuff. From generational wealth to The Godfather to Finding Nemo and all the way back around. The Noom Nera episode is up. He just ripped Vibes and Offerings on Monday night with Tizzy. I heard very good things. I saw a very cool video. Shout out to him. Women in Hip Hop is up. YN Prop, Frank Knight, Joe Grizzly, DJ Black Action, Stay New England Hip Hop, and more and more. That's all on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, etc. If you're tuned in, let us know at LFOD Radio. There's an underscore on Twitter. And if you're an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. We're going to have a no guest episode soon so we can play more music because we've been getting slammed. That being said, I have an announcement. I did something on Sunday.
Ooh.
I launched a Patreon page for LFOD. I'm very excited about it. And we're kind of doing a soft launch right now, just with people who are tuned in and people we know personally. So if you could check it out, I'd really appreciate the feedback. It's just patreon.com/LFODLife. Basically, we've been out here pushing things for almost 5 years now, building the platform, learning the ropes, really pushing it forward with the State of New England Hip Hop, Women in Hip Hop, mm-hmm. the Cyphers every year, 24 and 24. I don't really ask for much, but we've met a ton of dope people over the years, good people, fans of art, expression, etc. I really feel like there's strength in numbers, and I really feel like that's a place for us to show our strength. Some people, when they do the Patreon, it's based off dollar amounts. If you don't know, so there's different goals you can hit, and they kind of trigger new things that happen. Our goals are all based off numbers. So when we have 150 people rocking with us, we're doing a free concert. When we have 300 people rocking with us, we're doing another 24 and 24. We We get that question all the time. Now the answer is when there's 300 people, you know, and then we're going to start throwing quarterly concerts eventually. And because we're doing it by numbers, it doesn't matter how much you jump in for. You can jump in for anything. There's different levels. Everyone is equal, but you can get apparel at some levels, concert tickets at others. There's going to be bonus content. But the crazy thing is, I think with these numbers, when we start approaching venues and cities and institutions, anybody, you can show them Twitter numbers and Instagram and Facebook, but like those can be juked so many ways. But if we show like, hey, these people are all rocking with us, like seriously, you know, this is a community here. Everyone's got skin in the game. You know, I think it's going to open a ton of doors because that's very real. So that's what we want to do. The most important thing, though, is everyone who's a part of it gets a vote, meaning steering this ship. You know, who are we talking to? What are we doing? What content do you want? What don't you want? So it's really going to be a big, you know, community movement. People who are out here at the shows, people who are out here doing things. If you want to see stuff happen, you tell your friends, we hit the numbers, we do things. If we don't hit the numbers, that's fine. We'll keep doing what we are. We're not going to stop. But if we want to go a little bit further. So I launched that. We launched that. I'd love to hear feedback. It's Patreon.com/LFODLife. And yeah, we'll follow up on that. We're already getting people signed up. So we'll follow up next week. I'm going to read a list of everyone who signs up between now and next week. And we're going to do shout outs on air every week of the new people that sign up. And we're probably going to put your name somewhere serious as well. So couldn't do it without y'all, for real. Yeah. Anyway, that's the most we've ever talked before we started a show, I think, but it's important. Rare announcement from LFOD. But we're going to get into some music. Like I said, we've been kind of on fire in the inbox. This is one from TZ Duh. It's called Famous, features Volley. He's got a new album out called Jupiter. You're tuned into Live Free or Die Radio.
Down, don't act new, I've been round. Up the trouble, no doubt. probably fuck you with no clout. She gon' go cause I'm legit. Most things against not sure. Get in, boy, where you fit? Tell him, fuck your whole clique. She gon' fuck the whole clique. She gon' make it do tricks. Get to work and do flips. I pray to God for them. Know you all you hang with. I'm a they slang. You only trust who I came with. Ooh, you can't get mixing drugs, yes, dangerous. She suckin' while I lane switch. Money talk is my language. These think that I'm famous. Know you all you hang with. I'm a they slang. You only trust who I came with. Ooh, you can't get mixing drugs, yes, dangerous. She suckin' while I lane switch. Money talk is my language. These think that I'm famous.
If you stick with me, I can take you. Yeah. If you put me and watch your stocks increase. If you put me and watch your stocks increase. If you put me and watch your stocks increase. If you put me and watch your stocks increase. I told him keep the fame, we'll just run the streets. Fuck with me, roll this one. Baby, let's get high. I smoke paper, she smoke leaves. I hope you don't mind. Don't tap out, fuck you mean. Babe, I roll like five. I ain't even from this planet, she can't see my eyes. They used to say your time gon' come, young boy, be patient. Nah, I told them labels, they can keep on waiting. Took a trip to Florida to see my patients. They tell me that you got it on lock, like, why you waiting? Me and watch your stocks increase. Hey, fuck with me and watch your. Told him, fuck with me and watch your stocks increase. The fame would just run the streets. I'm here to do what I do. Picture this way back in school. Homie, the joke is on you. Fresh girl just told me go off. Eight, I just threw me the lock. Caught you right off the glass. Got you sharing for fun. Now that girl calling me boss. Hefe, you know that's the name. Replay, you know he a star. Literally, stay in your lane. Your stocks increase. Hey, fuck with me and watch your. Told him, fuck with me and watch your stocks increase. The fame will just run the streets.
Texas from my ex. I just left her, I ain't stressing. You ain't gon' treat me like the next. You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Like the next.
Still get texts from my ex.
Still get texts from my ex.
I just left her, I ain't stressing.
I ain't stressing, stressing.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Like the next.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Hey, hey, hey.
What is you saying?
Saying.
Watch your mouth when you say it.
Say it.
Girl, you so shady. Send your text and I left it on scene. Ooh, yeah. Ooh. And my family loved you. They gave you love when you stepped on the scene.
Sing.
Please.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Moved on to better things. Things wasn't good as it seems.
No.
The grass ain't greener on the other side.
Greener.
All you had to do was try.
Try.
When we was together. You down through the storm and the weather.
Hey.
The ground you walk on, I worship.
Oh, no.
Girl, I know you're worth it. Every day you worth it.
Worth
and bless
it.
You knew how to work it.
Work
and
it.
I gave you your first. In your DM, need.
Yeah.
that they are worthy.
Yeah, they were.
But tell me, was it all worth me?
No, no, no,
me,
no,
me. Still get texts from my ex. Still get texts from my ex. I just left her, I ain't stressing.
I ain't stressing, no.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next. What did you say?
Say it.
Watch your mouth when you say it.
Say it.
Girl, you so shady. Seen your text and I left it on scene. Yeah, and my family loved you. They gave you love when you stepped on the scene.
Sing,
please. What we had, think of the past. You moved on merrily, I moved on clearly. Focus on you while I focus on me. We ain't together and I just can't be. Sometimes it gets hard, we know life is real. Girls say they love me, but I just can't feel. Lust in my heart could be deadly. I just pray that you forget me, Still get texts from my ex.
Still get texts from my ex.
I just left her, I ain't stressing.
I ain't stressing, no.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Like the next.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Like the next.
Still get texts from my ex.
Still get texts from my ex.
I just left her, I ain't stressing.
I ain't stressing, I ain't stressing.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Like the next.
You ain't gon' treat me like the next.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did you say?
He's harmonizing in the studio. We got Trevor Holmes. What's happening, man?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Yo, you brought a laptop with you.
Yeah, I always keep this laptop with me. It's made a lot of money for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I got the same model.
I had a beat deadline, and I was just finished mastering it. So, yeah, that's what I do. So I brought it with me so I could email it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you're still producing heavy, even though...
I love producing. I produce for so many people, like, on the low for so long. That's, like, it's kind of like it's a big deal now for me. Like, I like making my own music, but producing is I like that just as much.
Word.
Yeah, because in the studio, I'm listening to my songs, but I have somebody else that never worked with me, and I can make them sound as good or equally, like, around that. That's something I, like, take pride in, for real.
That's what's up. Nice shirt, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember when you gave me the shirt. I was so happy, man. I kind of talked him into it. He was kind of like, don't do it. He was in his head. He had an angel and the devil. He's like, should I give him this shirt?
I didn't want to give it.
He did not want to give it to me.
Because, like, him. Do you know what? Do you know why it sounds like me?
Why?
Because if I had a dime for every time an artist said, yo, give me that. I promise I'll post something. I'll take crazy photos.
And they never do it.
And then never. I have a list of them.
One of my
guys I remember, but I remember everyone who sold me on it. So, like, it didn't cost me money to make that shirt in the first place.
And I wore it in I wore it in two scenes in New Edition. I wore it to the game when I see Michael Bivins, so I was in pictures of that. And I posted it. So, and I tagged him. I tagged all the LFOD pages.
Okay. Yeah,
I am gonna use the shirt.
I appreciate that.
And it matches the Yeezys, so I definitely wear it a lot.
That's what's up, man. LFOD.
Yes.
And if you are
LFOD,
if you have apparel, hit up Trevor because he will actually rock your stuff,
bro.
I noticed that all your videos, man. It's
Boston.
All homegrown. It's all local.
Boston.
It's dope to see, man.
Roxbury.
That's dope.
You know, I love clothes because I don't fit a lot of them. So if you have anything that fits me, I'm gonna support.
Yeah.
I'm 6'5", yo. So
we go up to a triple X.
Yeah. Oh. And that's what I got on right now.
That's what's up, man.
Thank you.
That's dope. You rep Roxbury crazy heavy.
I love, yeah. I have to, because people, like, people make music and trying to, like, forget where they came from. I don't.
Right.
I think it molded me for the music that I make. I feel like being from there kind of drove me to do music so I could stay out of the crazy things that happened there when I was growing up there.
I hear that. So so you rep Roxbury very heavily. And I've heard you say in the past that one of your goals is to affect the people around you.
Yeah.
In what way are you trying, like, do you want to affect those people?
The way I wanted to be what I didn't have growing up, like, as far as, like, a role model to be, like, follow your dreams. You don't have to, you don't have to be in the streets. You don't have to. Of course, that's cliche because everybody in the hood wants to do that. But I feel like following your dreams is bigger than like stay out the streets or whatever. Like even if the streets are driving your dreams, whatever, just don't be scared to go after that confidently. You know what I mean? Because as a person seeing what I've seen, there was nobody like there weren't like affordable studios for like artists like me. I had to like pay money, a lot of money, to get music done. So I would basically be that now. So like any artist that is like really out here, really struggling with money, like I put them on payment plans. I put them on things where it can be affordable, so they're not like I can't afford it, so I'm just gonna give up.
Yeah, money stops so much great art from being created.
I'm trying to tell you, and I've discovered a lot of the people with the money, and then compared to the people without it, their drives are different. Like, the music is so different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I have clients that have a lot of money, and the ones with the least amount of money have the craziest art. And I'm like, that was me. That was me. I didn't have the money, so. That's why I engineer. That's why I do everything myself, because I never, now that I do everything myself, everyone's like, come to the studio, come now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I always, that was my thing I wanted to be. I wanted to be what I didn't have as a kid.
That's what's up. Were you always like, you talk about like not being scared and going and getting it. Did you have to like build up to this, or have you been running?
I think growing up with my mom, she was always nervous, so I think I was kind of, being the man of the house, I was always had to be, even if I was like insecure or like scared, I felt like me looking stupid was worse.
Okay.
So like, boom, if I go up and sing and I'm nervous, that embarrassment of looking stupid overrides all that. Yeah. So I'm gonna just go black out, go crazy. So in fourth grade, my mom was like, we was in church. I used to fall asleep. She was like, you got to do something to stay awake. So I started doing music and whatever. So in fourth grade, I had a talent show. And I was like, Mom, I'm going to sing because I love singing.
Yeah.
But I didn't think I was going to actually do it. But when I did it, I was like, yo, if I mess up, I'm going to look stupid. So you might as well go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went crazy, the whole school went crazy. So
what song did you do?
My grandmother had this song called No Man Is an Island. And dude, fourth grade, she played the piano. It was just soulful. And
you did a duet with your grandmother.
My grandmother,
that's fire.
My grandmother does. Yeah, she plays the piano in church. She's probably been doing gospel music for almost 40 years.
Wow.
So like, through that, my mom, growing up in church, music was literally at hand's reach. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think I had to pursue it, because it was too much inside of me for a.
Church musicians are no joke, too.
Yeah, I love them all. Like, even the ones that are just playing around are pretty good.
Yeah.
I was the one that played around, because I played sports as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, as far as, like, getting out there, being confident, it was a building thing. Like, putting yourself out there kind of builds it.
Yeah.
Do you struggle with stage fright still?
Oh, man, yes. Yes, definitely. Definitely, but you can't never, you will never tell. You'll never tell.
Mm.
And that was my superpower. I didn't want you to know I'm nervous.
Yeah.
So once I belt out that first note, it's fair game. I'm going. Like, I'm a beast after that. You know? So I think if you want to overcome being confident, just put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You know? That's it.
There's no courage without fear.
Yeah. Because there's some shows I go crazy. You've seen shows.
Yeah.
Then there was one show, one of my first shows, I did it in Brighton somewhere, and I couldn't even get the words out.
Really?
The reason why I was so nervous, I was unprepared.
Yeah.
So now I prepare. Like, I prepare heavily. Mm. So now when I have these shows, I know every word to my songs. I know what I'm going to say. I know what the message is. I know what I'm doing it for. So now the confidence is just, it's literally nothing now. I might get jitters if it's like something crazy. Like,
once you start though, those go away.
Oh yeah, definitely. Just open my mouth and just start singing or start rapping, or like, you know, play. The beat comes on and the crowd goes crazy. The energy comes from the crowd.
Facts.
The crowd. If the crowd's messing with you, you know her. You say you're Amanda, and they say it back. She's like, yeah. there.
Amanda's saying you're now.
Yeah. Right, right. I say, I'm from Boston. I say on dogs still.
And ouch here.
Ouch here.
He's see, just, ouch here.
But yeah, that's what I think that's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a role model. And I don't say stage, my stage presence is just geared off of my confidence. For yeah. Yeah, there's people that have hype men and all that. I'm just by myself on that stage.
That's cool that you can admit that too. That yeah. You still, because people see you and you're like a big guy, man. Big energy. I mean, this is probably some of the highest energy we've had on here in a while.
Yeah.
Facts. You know, so.
I do it. I mean, I feel like I always wanted to always have that. Like, I never wanted to be someone that people didn't want to be around or people felt intimidated. I was always that guy because I was so big. So me walking in the room not smiling shifts the energy in the whole room because I'm the biggest guy in the room.
Yeah, that's true.
So if I'm smiling,
yeah.
Hey, who do you play for? Or, hey, what are you doing? Why are your legs in the aisle? Like, you know, I'm on a plane. I'm on a plane. And they're like, what do you do? I'm like, I'm a stripper, bro. Like, calm down. I'm joking. But just so they're comfortable. So I'm comfortable.
That's very considerate of you.
Because if I'm not, I'm usually not comfortable if they're just like scared of me. I'm like, oh my God. Hi. What's going on?
Yeah, you can flip it and be pretty intimidating if you wanted.
Bro. And just growing up, being like as big as I was, you didn't have to do anything. Like,
yeah.
Just walk in a room.
Yeah.
Like, oh, whoa, whoa. Hey! Oh, okay, we're good. Okay. He's not about to go crazy.
He's not about to take everything I have.
He's not about to take everybody's food and money.
Thank you for choosing like the light side.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because there were definitely people from where I'm from that did not choose the light side. But I grew up in a very positive household. Like, even though we grew up with like not a lot, and like we had a lot of love, so... Like that, I think that's the most important thing. If with money or not, like if you have love, bro, you can't really fail for real.
Facts.
Yeah, seriously. In a household like that. Single parent, but you know, my mom was crazy.
Yeah.
She was like military.
Oh, yeah.
She never went to the army. But I felt like I was felt like I was under a general or something.
You turned out all right.
Yeah. Got hemmed up that. A few times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. More than a few.
Mm-hmm. Well, she probably realized how big you were too.
Yeah, the belt didn't work. The belt didn't work, so she threw the belt and just started grabbing me.
Oh man.
Nah, you know how I go. You know how I go. It worked though. It worked.
Yeah.
The whippings work, mama. Mama.
And mama.
Did she come out to the shows?
My mama has been to a lot of my earlier shows when I when she was more healthy.
Yeah.
My mom was in the last 4 years, she's been on life support like 4 times.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear
so,
that.
So, yeah, nah, it's fine. My mom, when she gets off, it's like she's never been on it. So
got
it's
you.
Like, you know, she had a kidney failure at a younger age. So, like, going through that and watching her not worry about it made me strong. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, like, if somebody's going through it and they're happy, my mom, straight off life support, it's the next day she gets out of the hospital. And she's still like, "Hey, clean up! What's going on?" Like, I'm like,
"You left a mess while I was
you
in
were,
there."
Like, you, I thought, yeah. Listen, the changes, all the emotions I went through, were about nothing because she came back and you know she's still rolling.
That's
of
what's
course
up.
She, yeah, she's just rolling. She's rolling, and she doesn't really come to shows now. The last time I see my mom out for something with mine was like my college graduation, I think.
Okay.
And it wasn't like, yeah.
Oh, and you're a college grad. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
you
nah,
made her very
that was
proud
one,
then.
Bruh.
Light stunt.
I had a crazy, like, you know, I had a goal. Like, I didn't have it around me, but in my mind, I was like, you're a bum, Trev, if you don't go to school.
Yeah.
And I always watched like basketball movies. Like, He Got Game and like people getting scholarships to go play ball and, you know, all those, you know, Friday Night Lights and crazy movies like that. Where like kids could just play sports and go to school, and I kind of wanted that low key.
Yeah,
I was always good at music. Music was so easy, but like going to college is hard where I'm from.
Yeah,
and I never was, you know, in the hood like gangsters or whatever would be like, oh, you're a punk if you don't do some crazy gangster type stuff.
Right,
and they will just go all their muscles, all their energy to, you know what, prove them that I'm not, I'm gangster.
Yeah.
But if I say go to college, they'd be like, oh, college ain't for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna challenge that. Like, I'd rather go after that, something hard, something that's not really capable. So out of a lot of my guys, I probably, only a few of us went to school.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I felt like I wanted to challenge myself. Like, and that was just something I did. It wasn't, my mom didn't go to college. My grandmother, my dad, like, they didn't go to school. So it was just something that, like, I kind of wanted.
Yeah.
And to change, basically just to break the generational curse. Yeah. You know, like, college is still cool. Or, like, getting education is cool.
Yeah.
You know, so.
There's nothing wrong with being aware and, you know. And it's a whole, it opens up a completely different world.
Oh, yeah. It's hard, but it's hard to tell people that now because all the influencers now aren't even in school.
I was going to ask you about, but I'm not going to shoot down someone. No, because it's funny, like, shout out, we're doing this in the college right now. You know what I mean? So it.
Yeah,
but there's other strings attached sometimes where it's not always the right choice.
I feel like if that's not you, if you're gonna make something of yourself without it, I'm jealous of you.
But you better be ready to bet on yourself very heavily.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you do make something out of yourself without going to school or without putting that type of that much money that I spent, I'm like, kudos. I wish I knew how to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And at an earlier age, you know what I'm saying? So
those dudes dropped out of high school, you know.
And I'm jealous because I'm in them classes, you know what I'm saying? But if you're trying to be a doctor, change the world, research something crazy, like, you know, go to school.
I want my doctors to be college.
I want to see, right? Because that's what I'm saying.
I don't want you
winging it. Who knows
the
world years from now?
Right.
You have a robot just doing heart transplant.
I'm heavy on the robot wave, man. I'd be cool with that.
You with it?
No, they're gonna use lasers and little like micro ones that are gonna go in your bloodstream.
Oh, that's dope.
It's gonna be wild. Yeah,
machines are tuned by humans, though.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I trust it more than human hands.
I know some doctors. I trust their hands, but like,
yeah, we can make a mistake.
They're
right.
Human, you know. It was someone's birthday the night before your surgery.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
They're a little shaky.
Yeah.
I just got to see I got to see at least 300 people go through with it first. I got to be the 300 the first.
You're not having a new surgery.
I'm not the first one.
Yeah.
Or just stay healthy. Like, I'm not with the AI surgery yet.
Yeah.
Mm. I want you to go through it first. I'm like, Travis, it was cool. I did my whole.
I got you.
You got me?
Yeah,
you going to do it?
You let me know what you need. I'll sign up for a test and we'll get
just do
it done.
Some like heart transplants. It'll be
do
chill.
Some heart transplants?
Yeah.
This is like some
it's
going to
be a doctor playing Xbox on your heart, bro.
Just piloting a drone.
Just playing Operation.
It's 14 years old.
Just YouTube it.
Right. So I seen this on Fortnite. It's
no different than flying a drone, right?
It's an app. It's just an app. Damn. Yeah, you let me know what you need. I'm pretty healthy, but you let me know what you need, and when I get there, I'll do it for you.
Yeah, but I definitely do want to see like a reaction of somebody in a car with no driver, like an Uber, like a random guy get in an Uber and there's no one in it.
Yeah,
you know, because
I'd be like, oh, like, what's
the
going
thing
on?
About yeah, I'm not with the robots on that level because they're gonna thing is once
you trust a robot to do surgery for you, but not drive.
Let me tell you why.
Until they drive
and it's because of the live free or die mindset that I have. So once we start getting automated cars, right? Okay. They're gonna be so much more accurate than people, right? So driving a car manually in a world of automated cars will be the same as being a drunk driver in a normal car. So once it's like a majority, they're gonna ban manual driving. I like to ride motorcycles. I like driving my car.
The only thing
I'm into driving. So
I mean, I don't
want to be stuck on a grid, like, you know, with
it's just because I seen Black Mirror.
You want the autonomy. Yeah.
Black Mirror. Yeah.
I seen Black Mirror in that one scene of the Uber, like, because he didn't give the Uber 5 stars, he started driving like crazy.
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh God. Yeah.
you because I've never. Like gave, like I just close the app after I get out the car.
Even star them?
Nothing.
Damn. I give everyone 5 unless they're like wild.
I
give everyone 5 when I'm looking for my next Uber. For real.
Okay.
So that I don't really like
you get it on the because
you can tell they're looking for it when they stop and watch you go in the house. Like, is he gonna give me a 5? I'm like, you know what? Shut up. Put my phone in my pocket.
But I just bang on them.
I just don't know.
Well, you know, man.
I walk now. You feel me? I'm not like Amanda.
Oh, they forgot.
I just remember.
I'm a Lyft driver. I'm just sitting here listening to this whole conversation.
You know when you get out and you look at them.
I don't actually.
You don't do that?
No, I don't.
Bro, this dude watched me go in the house. I'm like, hey. Like, no. He's gonna buy me a drink.
Rack in the pocket. I don't look.
Like, I'm like, was this a date? You trying to see if I get the house safe? You better drive off.
But you should always give your driver a 5-star, though.
I
like,
do give 5-star.
Later.
I do it when I'm looking for my next Uber. You know, when you gotta open the app. You open the app and it's right there.
I guess.
How was your ride with Amanda? Okay, boom. My bad. I forgot to do it 17 Word. Days ago.
Facts.
You can go 17 days between?
Without doing Uber?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yes.
That's impressive.
I mean, I live near the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The train's still more better than Uber to me sometimes, if it's there.
Yeah.
If you live close, because there's no traffic.
Yeah.
You know it's going to stop at the station. That's it. Uber, the wrong time, you in that traffic.
I got in an accidental Uber.
You've been in the...
No, I got like sucked in and I was breaking out of it. It's a bad habit.
Yeah, you're spending so much money.
It's a very bad habit.
You can drain a lot
of
money.
You're making a lot of money, though.
Yeah. I don't drive with Uber. I drive with Lyft. So.
All right, let's say Lyft now.
Yeah.
All right, so getting in a Lyft is being in a train, like, because I live like close to the Orange Line. If I need to get downtown, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I tell people if you are next to public transportation, like, why would you want to sit in an Uber from Dorchester to Milk Street?
Yeah, I would never do something
9 o'clock in the morning.
No, when I was really balling, like, I don't think I touched the ground. Like, I was just in the Uber, out my house, in the Uber.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what?
Says the guy with all teeth, all front. When I was bawling.
Like, when I was really, like...
That was before the teeth.
That was before the teeth. I got the teeth while I was doing lifts. Like, while I was in the lifts. And I didn't touch the ground. I just...
Wait, are we a lift program now?
Yeah, we're sponsored. We're trying to get a sponsorship.
We changed the Lyft.
Yeah.
We was talking Uber at first.
Yeah.
But now Lyft.
No, it's Lyft.
Shout out to all the incredible artists driving Uber and Lyft.
I wish
right
I could do that.
Facts. Making a living.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
There's a few of us out here.
Something happened to my license.
Oh.
So I can't do it.
Yeah.
That's
all right, let me tell you a story since y'all looking at me. Like, tell me the story.
All right, then we're going to play a record. Yeah. No one looked at him like that. He was going to tell the story no matter what.
You got him.
It's on camera.
You didn't
see
a bit. Oh, that's me.
Intrigued. I was intrigued.
So what happened?
Something
happened to my lights. Nothing happened. I ain't tell y'all nothing. Go ahead. Play the song.
What happened?
All right.
See, he got me now.
All right, word.
He's smooth.
So I'm in a car, of course, and I'm at a light. And I was intoxicated. Mm. And please don't drink and drive. I fell asleep at the light. And a cop banged on my window.
I don't understand how people fall asleep at the lights. That's
no, because I stopped and...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But my foot was still on the brake. And then when I rolled the window, I was like, I'm so happy to see you, bro. Like, God put you here, fam.
Like, trying to keep the rest of us safe.
But he was 5'6". So I got out the car. He was like, whoa, you're a big dude. I'm like, dude, I'm happy to see you. I'm like, yo, please, I'm not a resistant, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're playing with your life.
I'm so glad. I'm glad the car was good. I'm glad I was good. But, like, that's why I can't do Lyft.
Okay.
I see.
And I don't have a license right now because of that. So
I see.
But God is still good because I'm alive.
He's alive.
And you can take Lyft every day if you had to. But you live near a train station.
We walked to that train.
Shout out to the
MBTA. Walking out like Inertia.
You don't need no license.
Yeah, my name's Trev. T-Star. Yeah, T. Get on the T.
I've never had a license.
That's crazy. You kids are wild. I don't understand that about the children.
People
today.
These millennials don't even go to the DMV. They're like, nope.
I'm a millennial. At all.
Every time I have to go to the DMV.
If somebody's auntie, you don't want to cuss out, though. It's like, all right, just take the picture.
Maybe it's in New Hampshire. We couldn't wait. I was like, me get this.
Oh, because everywhere to get to is really far.
You never just drove around and listened to music all night. Like,
yeah, that's my favorite thing. I don't even want to go anywhere. I want to drive around and bump the music I just made.
Loop it. Mm. Word. We're gonna play Soulless Fashion. This is off the new record. Been Ready, You Late. Features Young Seuss.
Shout out Young Seuss. Shout out Roxbury Sound on that beat.
Water is life.
I love that dude, bro.
We're going to get into this. We'll be back with Trevor Holmes after this. Live Free or Die.
This is a Roxbury Sound.
I feel the jealousy. Fake people in the room, they trying to
get next to me. These women love the way I move, they tryna get sex to me. Fake people see me winning, they know God is blessing me. I feel the jealousy. Fake people in the room, they tryna get next to me. These women love the way I move, they tryna get sex to me. Fake people see me winning, they know God is blessing me. Lot of people say they got it, you know they be capping. Haters said it was gonna run down, I'm just laughing. Do them all in selfless fashion. Do them all in selfless fashion. Do them all in selfless. I hear what they're talking. Yeah, they hate me when I walk in. I ain't worried about none of you. All these girls, they be flocking.
Rocks flooded with the diamonds. New drip on the diamonds.
She bad, she a 10. I'ma show you what a dime is. Money, 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 money. That's where my mind is. I can tell it ain't real, tell by his face. Nobody safe, jealous people all up in your place. Jealous hitters put a gun in your face. You getting money, then people gon' hate. Had your mama crying all the way. Not mine, my shooters keep one on the side. Like they cheating. Fake friends tryna come up off of mine. We meeting. My hitters on the slide. On side, no speaking. We don't wanna do a man, we just wanna win the party. Yeah. I don't know these people, but these people here know me, I don't know their name. Going harder like I'm James. Come from my pocket, we hear some racket with the flame. All of my shooters are same. All of you creepers is lame. Shawty give them all the brain. EA hitters in the game.
Soulless, feel hopeless, no notice, I'm showing. None of these fakes, no jealousy. Why you still tryna get next to me? Yeah. Why you still tryna get next to me? Why you tryna come through? Flip the truth, twist and shape shift my entire mood. Who inspired who? I inspire you, you just smiling through all of the lies you be telling, and I can just tell it to fool. I only inspire the truth, conspire for tireless triumph, it's wildest proof. Doing through, who knew? I'm keeping it cool.
Jealous if you ruin a man open to things that are not true. Close his eyes. Soulless dies. Open eyes. I'm alive.
I feel the jealousy. Fake people in the room, they're trying to get next to me. These women love the way I move, they're trying to get sex to me. God is blessing me. A lot of people say they got it, you know they be capping. Haters said it was gonna run down, I'm just laughing. Do them all in selfless fashion. Do them all in selfless fashion. Do them all in selfless.
Soulless fashion. Brand new. Trevor Holmes, yeah, featuring, man, Young Seuss. Yo, so before we get wound up again.
Yes.
Most important question. What does live free or die mean to you?
Live free or die? I feel like I'm living that. I feel like I really am living that. Like, I don't work. I just literally solely do music for income. And I think I am in a dark place if I'm not doing music. So that's death. So, yeah, I think live free or die is literally being an entrepreneur and really, like, believing in yourself.
Word.
Yeah.
Nice. So we have two pages of questions for Trevor.
Let's do this.
He doesn't want people to know about himself, so he wants to control the narrative. So
okay. I actually have my
Trevor's
own question.
Trevor's my real name.
No. That's not quite. We're going to skip ahead.
So. No, I'm going to ask you because you said Amanda's live free or die. Men, like, you need to, you would be in a dark place if you wasn't doing music.
Definitely.
So my question was for you is that I read somewhere or heard somewhere you were in an interview and you had said that you write a song per day, and I think you've told me that in conversation, that you have like your own setup in your bedroom and stuff, and that every day you make at least one track.
That whole album on my bedroom, literally.
So, and I also follow you for real, and we talk. So my question though that I never asked you was, how do you do that, like, on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying, like, without replicating any words, lyrics, you know what I'm saying, any sounds, patterns, like, all your songs sound different, when, like, how do you do that?
When it's in you, you just, when all that's really in you, like, when you're really a musician, like, for me, I think I'm gifted, low-key. I don't want to say that, because I'm very humble. I just think, when it comes to, like, being spontaneous, that's my life anyway. Like, I love going on a whim. I've never planned a lot of the things I've done. I didn't even plan college, for real. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that's how I make my music. So the words really just come to me. And topics, man, I can talk to a wall. You know what I'm saying? I've actually talked to a wall in front of someone just to show them I can talk to a wall.
That's what's up.
Like, have you seen a wall? Holds up the whole building. Like, I'll go crazy.
Well, speaking of your projects, too, like...
Can I ask one thing off that?
Yeah.
Are you recording a song a day or writing a song a day?
I am.
Because there's a big difference.
I'm recording, making the beats, recording. Recording one song is the minimum. I've recorded six songs in one night before.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Yeah.
I just wanted people to be clear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Recording a song a day is the minimum. Right. That's the bare minimum.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, recording, making the beat, putting a song out. Yeah.
So who do you decide to collab with, or you just like Boston forever? So I'm a
love to collab with a bunch of the bigger artists if they would like definitely come down and say like, yo, I want to collab with you. But I like my Boston people because they're accessible, and you know what I'm saying, I like the people I collab with. I like their music. Sometimes, you know, I feel like I want to go and make that payment, but sometimes I just go with who's available and who's really pushing for themselves, who's serious, you know what I mean?
I see.
Especially on a homegrown tip. Like, I definitely want to go to the biggest artist ever, but like I feel like that comes with timing.
Mm. It's all timing.
Yeah.
So you're going to South by Southwest this year?
It's this week, so no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know it's coming up.
I wanted to. I don't know. If I do, you're going to see it on Instagram. You know that.
Facts.
Because I'm very spontaneous. If I get, like, boom, if I get a ticket to go, I'm going.
So as far as, like, rolling out project after project, because even for me, I'm just like...
Wow.
I'm excited, but I'm like, I didn't even make it through the last one yet. So, yeah. Like...
I mean, I haven't made it through some of my favorite artists in the world's things yet, because they're coming out with that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a flood right now.
It's going to be a flood for the rest of our lives. So, like, I feel like once you fall in love with one of my songs, you'll go back to the catalog and find, like, the gems that you like. You know what I mean? So, I feel like I haven't gone through Lil Wayne's. I haven't gone through Drake's last whole thing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Things are very single-driven right now, too.
Yeah.
Even though people are putting out whole projects, it's still very much single-driven.
It's so good because I still have days when I want to listen to a whole project. And I have days where I'm just going to go through everybody's biggest singles.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So... Mm-hmm.
While we're doing the rapid fire, Roxbury Sound,
You
got back-to-back projects with him.
Back-to-back projects. He's amazing, I think.
And you make... Wait, let me ask the questions.
My bad.
Shout out to him, though.
Shout out to him. Roxbury Sound.
So you make beats, too, though.
Yes.
But now you're working with him two in a row.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome that you're working with the same producer, like, interconnected with projects.
Right.
How is working with him... helping you grow as an artist?
We're a team. We have a lot of people that are like that are fans of my music that help us as well. You know what I mean? So it's like it's a little team, but we work really hard. And working with him is so easy because he's good at what he does, and I'm really good at what I do. So it's like the same thing. Like when you work with two people who work really quick and efficient, it's just easy. It's like building a building. Like,
are you in the studio together, or is it MP3s?
I've probably seen him four times.
Okay. And he's in Roxbury too, or?
Yeah, and it's just, that's what it is. Because this computer, I'll FaceTime him, we're in a studio together like that. But as far as physically seeing him, shaking his hand, probably four times.
Word. That's wild.
The crazy how we met, this guy, Cali, he's from Boston. His name used to be Art Boy Cali. Mm-hmm. Now he's an A&R for Roxbury Sound.
Okay.
He was like, yo, you got to meet my boy Roxbury Sound. I went right to his crib, and he was like, yo, what do you do? I pulled up my laptop, my mic, and recorded a song on his beat right in front of him in literally under 30 minutes.
Okay.
And he was like, all right, let's go. Like,
let's go.
And we recorded Nights in Roxbury in probably a month.
Okay. So you're banging these projects out fast.
Yeah. Very fast.
Do you put out everything you record every day?
No, this laptop, my hard drive, over 300 songs you've never heard.
Okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, 300 songs you've never heard. Probably 14, 15 videos you've never seen.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, so.
Content for days.
Yeah.
That's Trevor Holmes' secret library.
Yeah.
Kind of a follow-up on Amanda's question, though, about how much you're putting out. What made you like settle on that strategy? Because you're flooding the videos too.
Oh man.
Because there's a few ways you can go, you know?
Yeah, I think I'll hit up. There's no formula in today's game. There's no formula. Like, you don't know how you're going to pop. There is. I don't have the answer though.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I think if you just, if you shoot in the dark, you'll hit one. Like,
oh, so you're literally.
I have ammo. That's what I'm saying. I have a lot of ammo.
Got you.
You know what I mean? So I believe that if you keep shooting forever, like in the same.
You're a volume shooter.
Yeah. But like, it's a wave too. Like, I have a wave.
Right.
So every time I put out something, the wave gets higher and higher out here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't on the station last year, but
no.
I'm here. I wasn't on Boston Music Awards last year, but
right. Facts. And I was going to say, so light stunt.
Light stunt.
We had to get the cameras before we got you in here, you know?
Yeah.
But when we was talking last time,
yeah.
I was really scared because I'm like, you're coming out with project after project after project. Like, are you scared of like oversaturating your audience? But what I'm seeing on your social media platforms, like your audience is growing like exponentially. So
yeah.
This lane is potentially working for you, whereas it may or may not work with other people. But does that say where we are in this generation and this culture of time?
I'm not scared to fail. So like, my thing is, once you've been through what I've been through, like, failing's not, I don't care about like not, like if I can put out a post and it gets one like, I'm cool with that. You know what I mean? But the fact that they get 1,000, I'm hyped. Like,
right.
Every time I get a win, it's a celebration. I'm cool with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not against failing, but I'm not gonna not do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm gonna keep doing it. You know what I mean? So
you gotta be okay with the one like, especially the way they're playing with the algorithm.
I've been to shows where literally it was just two people. I've like last year I've done it.
Yeah.
And you know, people have what they want to say, but like, you know, I feel like. You're going to have wins and losses for this.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's life for sure.
Yeah.
Yo, before we do our closing remarks, is there anything you absolutely wanted to say that you did not say?
Oh, man. Nah, I think anybody out there who has any self-doubt, like, I feel like for me, putting God first and then, like, really chasing after my dream confidently put me in a position where I can do whatever I want. You know, I'm not rich. I'm not as successful as Jay-Z, but I know, like, if I needed to go somewhere in 24 hours, like, I can get there. I know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I feel like, to me, that's pretty dope. Some people can't do that.
I saw someone comment on one of your posts speaking of it. You're like, I'm from Roxbury. I'm out in Beverly Hills. And someone's like, damn, I'm from, like, the same city. Like, you made it that far. That's crazy.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Like, people... I feel like, I hope I inspired anybody out there, like, even if it's one that, like, from my city, like, I showed y'all, like, being positive and not, you know, not doing too much illegal things and just chasing after your dreams for real. I feel like you can make it anywhere, yo. Because I think that Cali trip showed me a lot, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that your first time out there?
That was my first time musically, yeah.
Gotcha.
I played sports out there, too, so.
Word. Yeah.
But as far as that goes, like, if you ever wanted to do anything, just don't be scared of failing, for real.
Right.
Because I failed mad times. You guys, I know you. Everyone has.
None of us.
None of us. Sports is lit.
Nah. None of this matters anyway.
Right. Your IG stories are amazing, Trevor, because you preach that all the time. Like, you've always been super transparent about, like, just coming up and the creative process when you've hit walls. Like, I feel like you've been very open, like,
man.
You know how, like, they say Cardi B, like, is very open about, like, I feel like very
people
much
like us,
the same way.
People like us that have been through stuff, or even if you haven't, like, knowing that people go through things, it should always feel you to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can always break your leg. You can always be homeless. You can always, you know what I mean?
Yeah, staying in the house isn't gonna.
Yeah.
You're
gonna miss every shot. You don't take.
That's dangerous. I might get hurt. And my dad's like, you could have a heart attack sitting at home. You know,
you
don't get to control how and when that happens.
Yeah,
so
you miss every shot.
You
don't take.
Do what you want. On that note, at Trevor Holmes,
TREVA. My mom just thought Trevor was the way to spell Trevor.
Yo, that's so Boston. That is
Bro,
so
Trevor.
Boston.
Yeah,
Trevor.
That's how it is.
Very Boston.
Trevor.
So, this will be up tomorrow.
Yep.
on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, Amazon, LFODradio.com, wherever you can get podcasts. If you subscribe, you'll get it right away. If you don't subscribe, you'll get it when we share it. We are at LFOD Radio on everything with a little underscore on Twitter. If you heard what we said earlier about the Patreon, please check that out. Give us some feedback. That's patreon.com/LFODLife. Next week, we have DJ Myth coming through. He holds it down up at Rap Night Manchester every week and a number of shows in New Hampshire. He's been working on his mix. He's going to do a DJ set. This will be our second one following up Black Action. This is going to be a monthly thing. Yeah, we were supposed to have Bangers DJ last month, but the snow affected it, so Bangers is back. He's going to be doing April. And I believe we're having Real P the next week. And then DJ Alcide. We're going to keep it rolling. So.
That's a stupid line.
But we get Myth in here next week. And artist submissions@LFODradio.com. Send us clean records. We're going to get out of here with Background. Another one off. Been Ready, You Late.
Yes, sir. Been Ready, You Late in stores now.
New record from Trevor Holmes. Available.
Young Trevor.
Everywhere. And he can actually sing, too. We're going to talk about that. We're going to need to do a follow-up because I wanted to talk about a lot of things.
Let's do it.
Yo,
let's do it.
Trevor Holmes, thank you, sir. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. Thank you, Thomas, for editing this. Thank you, Victoria, for the photography.
Thank you, hip-hop community.
Yeah, shout out y'all. Peace.
Background, I love this song.
When I was broke, she was good to me.